You're listening to SBS News.
The water is rising. No more compromising. The water is rising. No more compromising. The water is rising. No more compromising.
Anger is boiling over in Lismore about the lack of urgency in the government response to the floods that have destroyed the town. Residents gathered to protest ahead of a planned visit by Prime Minister Scott Morrison. After a week in isolation with COVID-19, Mr. Morrison has finally been released and headed north to tour flood-ravaged New South Wales. So far, the government has provided $238.9 million in disaster payments to more than 200,000 individuals who have been impacted by the floods. But the Prime Minister is now announcing he'll dig deeper into Commonwealth coffers.
In the council areas of Richen Valley, Lismore and Clarence Valley, we will be extending those Commonwealth disaster payments for a further two payments. So that's $50 million directly going to the pockets of those most affected.
The government has also set aside $25 million for emergency and food relief and financial counselling services. And it's declared the disaster a national emergency, giving power to deploy additional resources to affected areas without having to wait on a request from state governments for assistance. But there was no public appearance in Lismore for the Prime Minister to meet with locals. Instead, this was a carefully stage-managed visit in a bid to avoid any awkward encounters like Mr. Morrison had in Cobargo 2 years ago after the Black Summer bushfire emergency. Back then, locals did not hold back in showing their fury at the PM's response to the disaster.
How are you?
I'm only shaking your hand if you give more funding to our RFS.
You're out, son! You are out! Nah, you're an idiot, mate. You really are.
Scammer! While the PM managed to avoid a repeat of this kind of scene, the anger among locals is drawing many parallels. Many say they feel abandoned by authorities, calling the Prime Minister's trip a case of too little, too late. Darryl Klein's Lismore office was destroyed under 2 metres of water.
I just don't think he's done anything. I think he just worries about his Sydney base and he just doesn't give a shit about us and doesn't care about us because it's not an election year, basically. It is an election year. Well, hopefully he doesn't get elected again because, yeah, really, he's done nothing for us. And to come and have a look and not come and see us and see the real people's trouble and disasters areas, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Louise Togo says it was residents who led rescue and recovery efforts with the help of volunteers, long before the arrival of Australian Defence Force troops. She's criticised Mr. Morrison for a lack of leadership and says his visit now is making it worse.
What could he possibly offer any of us that have been working on the ground tirelessly as community volunteers? What could he offer us right now? It's an absolute joke.
Tracy Newton says her beauty salon was decimated by the floods and she's lost everything. She says the response has been too slow, but it's not too late to help people get back on their feet.
We need help. We need help and we need to not have all the hoops to jump through and all the paperwork to do. And I know the government can't just throw money at us and there is a process, but they need to simplify it and make it a little bit easier for us. A lot of people at this point have just given up.
Scott Morrison says he empathises with the flood victims and says the anger they're feeling is a common response in natural disasters.
I absolutely understand the frustration. I understand the anger. I understand the disappointment. I understand the sense of abandonment. So what do we do about that? We restore. We support. We fund. And as I said, making sure that we can get that emergency financial assistance into people's pockets, which was done in a matter of instantaneously, within a week. And we'll continue to do that.
And Mr. Morrison has defended his government's disaster response.
I think we have to be realistic that in any natural disaster, we don't have those resources which has ADF just waiting around the corner. I mean, we were assembling those resources, we were pre-positioning those people. In fact, there were ADF saving people with helicopters, winching them off roofs on Monday. And that was occurring. But in any natural disaster, everyone has a role to play. And the suggestion that it is only the governments that are involved in an emergency response, I don't think the community agrees with that, by the way. And they certainly showed that by what they did bravely.